Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon or good evening or whatever time it is while you're listening. This is Jennifer Perry, also known as Madam Perry, and that's the intro music for Madam Perry Salon. Thought I had got it changed in the studio, but doesn't matter. I love to hear it. It's called Miss Eve's Vacation, and it's written and performed by my husband, Denton Perry. And Miss Eve was our first corgi, Edna, and the melody reminds us of or inspired my husband. Or he was inspired by Edna running up and down the beach on St. Simon's Island in Georgia. So that's Missy's Vacation. Always a happy thing for me to hear. I should play the whole song sometime. Anyway, this is A Little Night Music. This is episode 17. A Little Night Music is a separate show I do where I get to showcase and show off a lot of indie music and sometimes not indie music. I've got some other artists who have graciously provided and allowed me to play their music on the show. Also, I have some spoken words sometimes, recordings of poetry or prose, or I read it to you. And I've started having a little spotlight show. So I take about 10 or 15 minutes out of each show just to give a little short interview or spotlight on someone. Last time it was musician and songwriter, singer Kim Meeks. And, oh, my gosh, that woman's voice, it's like another Anita Baker type. She's just, her voice is luscious, her songwriting is good, her music's good. And tonight, or this show, I've got an author, and it's someone I've known a long time, Sherry Rabinowitz. She has a new book called Entering My Second Half. Sherry's a pretty interesting lady, but you'll find out later. So right now, let's play some music. What about, well, let's see. How about Matt Rogers? He's on the Making Music CD, which Kim Meeks is also on. So the song is called Fireflies by Matt Rogers.
What you drink on a sunny day, rolling with your windows down and your hands in the wind. Something about your hometown brings the best in you out. You smile and wave at everyone, but they know you by name. And rock your tails and old boy swing, loving life and the little things. Blow it down. Drink and sing me a lullaby. Sing a song night up and down. Country girl on a southern night. Yeah, we're chasing down by blind. I packed it up and hit the road. Nowhere else for me to go. There's never been a better time to make my getaway. It's funny how a little change is now the biggest part of me. I see my name in marquee lights and it takes my breath away. I said, sing the songs and guitar strings, loving life and the little things. The big stage and the burning lights, yeah. Shining down, the crowd got me so high, the fireworks light up the sky. Another town on a Friday night, when you're chasing down by the line. You can't keep them in a jar, satellites won't get you very far.
life and the little things. You get away from the city life and you slow it down. Drink and sing their lullabies. A million stars light up the sky. You cannot run this way of life when you're shaken down by flies.
I love that song. It's called East Side Story. It's by Cheetah Chrome. And if you know the name or don't, Cheetah Chrome was a punk pioneer. He was in the band, most known for the band Dead Boys, very popular band in the 70s, 80s, especially when they moved from Ohio to New York. And then he was also in a band before and after that called Rocket from the Tombs. And he and Sylvain from the New York Dolls, plus some of these from Blackheart's Joan Jett's band, teamed up for a band called Batusis. And anyway, and Cheetah Chrome was my guest last week on Madame Perry Salon. Fascinating guy. Got a great book called Dead Boy's Tale. Highly recommend it. Now, before that, you also heard Matt Rogers with the song Fireflies. Matt's an artist in Nashville, Tennessee. And that song is on the Making Music CD that I played a few weeks ago. I featured all the artists on that. That's something you go, well, I'll tell you what, the information is on my page here if you want to get that, if you want to find any of these artists. Hey, you know what else, though? We've got, you know, what's happening every Sunday, football, right? And so what if you want to watch a football game? You want to watch it every Sunday because that's how you live your life, right? And but you're not close to your team. You still want to watch them. You don't want to watch the local team. You want to watch your team. Guess what? NFL Sunday Ticket from DirecTV got you covered. What you do is, it's a super, super, super cheap deal. And I'm going to first just give you the website. No, I'm not. I'm going to give you not a website. That's just too much trouble to remember. I'm going to give you a 1-800 number. 1-800-653-1730. That's 1-800-653-1730. And when you call, there's a promo code you can use, ACN 0333-0092, 0333-0092. And you know what? And if you didn't get that written down, don't worry. I'm going to put it on my Twitter. That's Lone Wolf Chin from Madame Perry Salon. And I'm also going to put it here on the A Little Night Music page in the studio. And I'll put it also on Lone Wolf Communications page and Facebook. So remember, watch the football game. Watch the team you want to watch on Sunday. Get DirecTV NFL Sunday Ticket. And I'll have all the info for you on that. Now, coming up, I've got a spotlight. You know, we started doing spotlights on special people. Even though this show is mostly music and some spoken word. But I've got a little time, and I'm the boss, and I want to feature some people who are pretty fascinating. And right now, I told you earlier, I have going on. I can't just call her an author. She's one of the most fascinating women I've ever known. She's an author, a playwright, an actress. She produces and hosts her own podcast. And there's probably even more things about her that even I'm not aware of. And her name is Sherry Rabinowitz. She's in the studio. Welcome, Sherry.
Hi. Wow. What a great introduction.
And I know I didn't cover it all. That's the cool part. I mean, there's just so many exciting things about you. But welcome to A Little Night Music. And we specifically are glad you're here because you have a fresh new book called Entering My Second Half.
Yeah. Yep. It's all about turning 50.
Okay. So
well,
if you call this your...
Reflecting back from turning 50.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, are you set? You got 50, and you're determined to have 50 more, so there's going to be a second one. If that's it, I like that attitude a lot.
Well, basically what it's about is that I've always looked younger and felt younger than my age, but for some reason 50 was like a brick wall. I was like, I don't know. It hit me harder than any other age. And so, you know the old thing where you write down your good stuff and your bad stuff in two separate columns?
Yeah,
I do.
I did
that. And but my good stuff was the good stuff that happened in my life and the bad stuff that happened in my life. And I was like, you know what? I've led a pretty interesting life. And that was where the birth of the book came from. And I just started writing it from babyhood up to, I'd say about, not all the way up to 50. I think I wrote it up to about 40, 45.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. And yes, you have had some fascinating things about it. Now, if you I was telling the before when the show started that so you're a playwright and you're a professional actress.
Yep.
And you've also right now you've also got a play in production, don't you? Or it's in rehearsal.
Yeah, we're in rehearsals for a play called John Doe. It's basically making fun of reality TV. And it's actually hashtag John Doe. Sorry, I forgot the hashtag.
all right, even better.
And it's a comedy, of course. Little farcy. It's a lot of fun. It's going to be on November 1st, the live broadcast. We're having a good time rehearsing it.
Okay, now you say it's going to be a live broadcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of my Sherry's Playhouse are live. They go live on the air, and then we, after the broadcast, we fix up a nice, pretty edited version, and we put it up on YouTube. So it's sort of like live theater.
I like that. I really do. Because, you know, I listen to, I like to listen to, it's called Radio Classics on Sirius XM, some of the old radio theater I listen to a lot in the car. And I miss all that stuff. So that's cool.
Yeah,
you brought it into the modern age.
This is the second season, and the first season was very popular. Everybody seemed to love it, and I decided to do a second. We have a new playwright. The first play was by him. And now we're going to one of our regular playwrights who's very talented. His name is Everett Roberts. He did a play last season called Murder at Home, which I was in. And I got to play a femme fatale.
Right on. I like it. Now, don't you write some of the plays in this too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wrote first season. The first play was mine. It was called A Heavenly Hand. And this season, I'm working on a play. I've been so busy. It's basically done. I just am trying to smooth it out. But because I'm so busy with everything, I'm making my play the last play of the season.
Oh, wow. Oh, my. Okay. And then hashtag John Doe. Who was that written by?
That was Everett. That was Everett Roberts. He's the one who did Murder at Home last season.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's going to do two plays for us. He's doing one. I don't have the title of it yet, but a little bit later on in the season, he's doing one about Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, good. Now, I remember, and you say this, entering my second half, talks about some of the interesting things that have happened in your life. You've met a lot of famous people.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I grew up in L.A., so where I grew up in the part of Granada Hills that I grew up in, I was surrounded by, there's an area called Knollwood, and I was just surrounded by a lot of people growing up. And then when I went to school, I went to Cal State Northridge, and they were all associated with UCLA, so there was a lot of famous people that we got to see there too. Most famous person I ever saw was when I went to Cal State Northridge, I was an anthropology major, and I took a class called Peoples of India. And my professor, his name was Dr. Ravitz. He spent half his life in India. And one of his good friends was the Dalai Lama.
Oh, honey. Yeah. How did you know?
And he
that
came
was one of the first things
class.
I wanted. How amazing. How many people? How
there was
many
only
people had that experience? Like just a handful.
I know. And there was only like about, it was a senior class, so there was only like 9-10 people in the class. And he and his brother came alone, no security, just him. And he was just the most charming. I knew who he was, of course, and I knew how important he was. But, you know, because we had a lot of important people come to our classes that I really wasn't thinking in those terms. So to me, he was really just a fascinating person. And he was so friendly and sweet and down to earth and just lovely. I can't emphasize how really down to earth the man is, considering he's the head of he's the head of Buddhism.
Yes, indeed. Oh, how fascinating! But still, though, even then, you knew, you said, you know, you felt, you must have felt like a just a special, I don't know, a special something, kind of ambiance or aura around him.
He was just very, he was very spiritual, of course. He was very wise, very knowledgeable, very, very highly intelligent. And he was hilarious. That's the part that I didn't expect, was how funny he
was.
Oh,
really?
He just was like, he said things that were funny like the whole time during his speech and when we had our private time after. He was only supposed to be there for an hour, but he stayed a lot longer because he wanted to chat with all of us.
Oh.
And that's also due to Dr. Ravitz, because he was, you know, he loved him and they were very good friends. So he did that also, I think, in honor of him.
Oh, nice.
It was really cool. And I really didn't realize what an honor it was until I wrote about it in my book many years later. He used to do fundraising. I think he still does fundraising things at UCLA every year. And he had one, and I was taking extension classes there. And one of the girls from my class went to see the Dalai Lama. And I'd already seen. I I'm not going to go and pay that. Lots of money for somebody I saw for nothing.
okay.
But I mean, I gave my private donation to saving the, which didn't help, saving Tibet. So I didn't feel bad about it. But so she came back from him and she had a black eye. And we were all like, what happened? You know, we're all concerned. Well, she said she was across the entire Royce Hall, and if anybody knows UCLA, they know that is a huge auditorium. I mean, humongous. And she was all the way across, and she said, his Eminence's spirit just reached me, and I fainted. I went, uh-huh.
Oh, my.
I kept my mouth shut and didn't say a word. I was like, okay.
All righty. Okay.
But I mean, that's the reaction people have. But I was like, I was a student. I was a, you know, anthropology student. To me, it was fascinating. I have my own spiritual path, and I find it all very interesting. But I think there's a different tendency when you go to see him as a spiritual leader than when you're going as a student and you're just listening to him trying to save his home and about his background and how he became the Dalai Lama and stuff like that. I think you have a different reaction to him than when you're going to see him as a spiritual leader. So, I mean, as funny as it is, it's also, I understand where she was coming
mm-hmm.
from, you know?
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
It was funny.
Well, listen, I want everybody to know that since you've got Sherry's Playhouse with plays, some written by you, some written by Everett Roberts. Also, you've got several books, Different is Beautiful, Fantasy Time, Inc. You've got your radio show, Chatting with Sherry. Where can people find out more about you? Could you give a link to your website?
Yeah, it's Read the Bard, that's RITHEBARD, at Weebly, WEEBLY.com.
All right. And I will also have that on this page, a link to that, as well as all of my Twitter, you know, all that stuff that I've got. I will have it on there because I told you, this woman is fascinating. And so our spotlight time is about up, but believe me, you're going to hear a whole lot more about Sherry Rabinowitz. Most people who are involved in theater, arts, production of any kind, radio, they know exactly who Sherry Rabinowitz is. And if you're one that don't, well, that's good because you get to learn, you get to meet her fresh and learn all these fascinating things about her. And so, Sherry, thank you so much for being our Spotlight feature guest today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
I'm delighted. So what would you tell our people? Where would they start if they don't know Sherry Rabinowitz? I'm going to send them straight to the website.
You can go there, and there's also my blog. It's also Read the Bard. And my stuff's really easy. It's all under Read the Bard. It's readthebard.com. It's readthebard.com. And also Chatting with Sherry, all my information is on that page.
All right, fantastic. Sherry Rabinowitz, folks. You know her, you already love her, and if not, you're in for a delightful surprise getting to know her. Thank you again so much, Sherry. And get her book,
you.
Entering My Second Half by Sherry Rabinowitz.
Yes.
Believe me, it's fascinating.
Thank you. Thank you very much
for
having me.
Thank you, dear. All right. And now coming up, we've got Matt Townsend from Matt Townsend and Wonder of the World and Hollow Soul.
Scrapers filled with sheep, baited by the bird into the man-made misery. Oh, as you walk down shitty lane with a grin to hide the shame, swearing it ain't you, it's just this world that's insane. No, I know the tides they come and go, but still I'm burning for some light now to show. And desperate for to find the pathway back to freedom you knew once upon a time. Beneath the dark deserted sky you find the moonlight singing high, that the rivers ever flow and never stop to wonder why. No, I know the tides they come and go, but still I'm burning for some light now. Coming from the sky, come to save us from the chaos created in our minds. Well, they say that there's a savior down a coming from the sky, come to take away all sorrow, lift the earth unto the sky. Oh, but I say to you, my friend, the savior come and come again. Through the hearts and minds of anybody dare to go within, to find the lost and the burning souls who've been left out in the cold by the world so gone heartless, desperate, denied its own. Oh, but the smoke don't let you breathe, the guns don't set you free, your television screen will never set your soul at ease. And oh,
talks and talks and talks, but he's not listening. He's just looking around for something easy right now. 'Cause everybody's pretty when they're young. It's okay, it's alright. Everybody's pretty when they're young. It's okay, it's alright. Everybody's pretty when they're young. He takes and takes and takes, but something's still missing. Can't understand why. He don't want easy right now. 'Cause everybody's pretty when they're young. It's okay, it's alright. Whoa. Everybody's pretty when they're young. It's okay, it's alright. Everybody's pretty when they're young. He wishes he'd never met her. And there's not a damn thing he can do to forget her. Whoa, when everything was fine before I knew her. Now nothing is fine now that he wants her. But he can't have her, 'cause everybody's pretty when they're young. It's okay, it's alright. Everybody's pretty when they're young. It's okay, it's alright. Everybody's pretty when they're young. He talks and talks and talks, but she's not listening.
Wow, that was our friend Kim Meeks. Everybody's pretty. And like I said, she was this featured spotlight guest last on the last episode, number 16 of Little Night Music. Kim Meeks, and before that you heard Lisa Danielle, Farewell. Lisa Danielle is also on the Making Music CD with Kim Meeks. And an earlier song we played by Matt Rogers, Fireflies, he's on there as well. So as you can see, that's just three of the songs on there. And that CD is made. It was created by producer and musician Joey Stuckey. It was his idea, along with Newtown Macon Development Group or more like a community group in Macon, Georgia, to have something to give out to visitors, something to share of the city's music. And I think that is fabulous. And you can download it for free. Just go to newtownmacon.com and download the Macon Music CD. Hey, you know what? I was talking the other night on the show with such a sweetheart of a guy, Cheetah Chrome. We were talking about working out, especially when you travel, but just, you know, he travels more than I do. He's on the road. Oh, yeah, that's the appear sound to get us into a little bit more of a mellow thing. What do you do when you want to work out? You don't have it scheduled in your time for a gym. Okay, maybe you can make time to work out and you really want to. Can you do that without having to pack up, trek downtown, or trek somewhere to a studio and be on someone else's schedule when you need to go? You need to work out now. Well, you know, one of the things I do is I try to find everything I can to help you. You know, I'm Jennifer Perry, or sometimes I'm Madam Perry on the Madam Perry Salon Show. But whatever name or alias I go by, I am always grateful for everyone that listens, takes the time for the show, and want to provide all the good information for you. Here's something. Audible yoga. That's it. Bull as in listening. Yoga. You got it, yoga. AudibleYoga.com. Let me tell you why you want to know about them. Say you want to work out, as we were saying, and you just don't have time to fit it in someone else's schedule or go somewhere. Wouldn't you like just to be able to put on a podcast and listen? Now, sometimes, and if you're like me, and that's why I'm so grateful I found Audible Yoga, is that I would try to do television or videos or even video podcasts problem was, I know I wasn't getting the best workout because I'm still kind of fairly new to yoga. I've only been doing some a couple of years, and I feel like I still got so much more to learn on some poses, so or postures, and I would try to turn and look or look over my shoulder or look under my arm or, you know, under my knees, whatever, look somewhere to the picture to see what was going on, and I know I messed a few things up. Wouldn't it be nice to have someone talking to you, your professional yoga coach, instructor, just right there to tell you lovingly and softly what to do next and how to do it and talk you through? That's exactly what audible yoga is. That's what they do. They say your daily yoga practice should be as convenient as rolling out your mat. They say it and they make it happen. Now, you can become a member. There are different plans, pricings, classes, so forth. However, they also have a free trial, too, and you can start that because they're on iTunes as well as this website. So check out the free trial, and there's several classes, teachers, different styles. Like I said, man, I've done a little bit of yoga, not a lot, but they have everything here. They have Ashtanga, Baptiste, hot yoga. I've done that. They also have meditation, have vinyasa yoga, yoga sculpt. They have various levels, even levels for senior or chair yoga or yoga for kids. Durations, whatever you want, 15 minutes, 20, all the way up to 120. And they also want to know, what is your purpose? Is it for balance, circulation, core strength, energy, or is it for pre- or postnatal, sculpting, sleep, stress, whatever you, and there's even more choices than that. I'm saying audible yoga. I've got the information. It'll be here on this page of this podcast. I will also have it on my Twitter, which is Lone Wolf Jen, which is the Twitter for Madame Perry Salon. I'll even put it on my Madame Perry Salon Facebook page. But you want to check out Audible Yoga. All right. And now, do you want to hear just one more song? Just. Mm-hmm.